Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Hunt County Public Art. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
But Derek comes over from time to time. We talk about a lot of different things. And Hunt County Public Art, we may not be talking about a whole lot in the future because you all have kind of decided to reel that in now.
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. We decided from the outset we wanted to do 12 to 14 major pieces of public artwork. We never intended to put up art forever and ever, amen, until everything was covered with art. But what we wanted to do was kind of plant the seed and hopefully get the ball rolling a little bit and make a visual difference in Hunt County, and it's absolutely done that.
Uh-huh. How many years has that been going now?
It started, the first idea started about 7 years ago when we got serious about it. This will be our sixth fundraiser to raise money for art.
Uh-huh. And you are having some kind of event. You're not having the big Heart for the Arts event, which is a big, rather elaborate get-together, but you're having some kind of event.
Exactly, yeah. So we had enough leftover money from previous years. We can pay for two more pieces of artwork. We're going to be unveiling those at this private party just to say thank you to the people who've supported us so, so well through these years.
Mm-hmm. And Hunt County Public Art has announced its projects for 2019, UBU by Laura Eargang and Horns and All by Pamela Edwards on the walls behind the Uptown Forum in downtown Greenville. How much money have you raised over the years?
Over $250,000.
Good heavens.
Yeah, yeah, in Hunt County, Texas, which absolutely blew me away. You know, I did not expect, we thought it might take a couple of years to raise the money for our first mural, but turns out we raised that money in one night, and, you know, we've done $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 at each of these galas, and it's added up to over $250,000 on public artwork in Hunt County, Texas.
Yeah. How many total projects have you funded?
After the next two, it'll be 13 total projects we will have funded. So that's right in between our goal of 12 to 14.
Yeah. Yep. And you're going to do, there's two more still to come that have not started yet.
Exactly, in 2019.
When will you announce those?
At the party. Yeah, okay. February 9th is
all
when
right.
That is.
Well,
yeah.
We might yet be talking with you at some point about that. What was the first one?
First one was Kathy Smithy's mural on the Armstrong Appliance Building called Spectrum. Real bright colors, and it's got these rings that light up at night, mm-hmm. and Gussie Nell Davis kind of cut out of her on there. Yeah, very interesting kind of eclectic piece of art.
Right. I think you almost have to be told that's Gussie Nell Davis, and then you have to be told who Gussie Nell Davis is, perhaps.
Right.
Most
yep.
people do.
Initially, people thought it was like this random person. They didn't know who it was. We eventually got a plaque up there next to
yeah,
it.
That's a good idea, because yep. Gussie Nell Davis was the founder of the Greenville Flaming Flashes.
Yep.
And
the Kilgore Rangerettes.
Kilgore yep. Rangerettes, right. We're talking with Derek Price, who is with Hunt County Public Art, and many other activities that Derek is involved in. Now, there are a couple of projects that are currently underway.
Right. David Zavonnet's glass window is the biggest one we've got going on right now. It's based around the Bodark tree, which mm-hmm. is so important to Commerce's history, mm-hmm. and it's going in the Commerce Public Library. Most of that is done and already in place. Mm-hmm. Last I heard, the arch at the top of the window with all these little panes, that's the part we're waiting on. He's got it just about finished up, and I cannot imagine how hard it is to make that and get everything to fit within those window panes.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful piece of work there in the Commerce Public Library. And then the second project from this past year, you say, is already completed, and that's at the L.P. Waters Education Center in Greenville.
Right. Yep. The Sky's the Limit is the name of that mural by Alyssa Lane. Uh-huh. Yeah, very young artist.
Right.
We just did a beautiful job and a perfect kind of subject matter for a school. We're really excited about that and glad to have added it.
You really sort of, you say you wanted to get the ball rolling and kind of get things off dead center, as we say. And there have been a number of projects didn't have anything to do with Hunt County Public Art, at least in downtown Greenville.
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes me so excited and so happy, because part of our goal with this was trying to attract more investment and more things like this from other people. It's not just us putting up artwork. There have been some beautiful, beautiful pieces of art, in particular a couple of Brandon Adams pieces that we had nothing to do with Hunt County Public Art. Mm-hmm. Other than, you know, patting them on the back and you know, helping to spread the word about it. But those were not our funded projects, but we're still very, very excited to see things like that coming to the community.
Yeah, we've had a couple in downtown Commerce, too. I don't believe had anything to do with
no.
Hutt County Public Art, the big lion and the Dr. Pepper, vintage Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, very cool art.
And then there's the Welcome to Commerce thing over there on what used to be the side of the police station, but it's not anymore. Those and one other that is there on the bank. So, yeah, that I think has certainly had an influence. Well, it shows what can be done, doesn't it, with a privately organized endeavor?
Yep, it was very largely private money that did this. We had a few little government grants from the Main Street Advisory Board in Greenville, had some money from the City of Commerce, but I'd say 90-95% of the money we raised was all who just loved this idea. So it's been fantastic. And my favorite thing about it is it tells the entire world that the way things are doesn't have to be the way things are in the future. We can imagine this world to be whatever we want it to be. And that's one of the reasons I like some of the creative kind of different ideas that are out there.
What else does Hunt County need in terms of perhaps a private undertaking like this? Do you have anything else in mind?
Biggest thing, and to me, this is the public art is a piece of this, but the biggest thing that I would love to see happen is downtown Greenville have a comprehensive plan for how we bring that back, bring new businesses in, and revitalize that area. Mm. It's gotten much, much better. Mm-hmm. But every time I go into the beautiful Texan Theater and look outside the windows and see the rest of downtown where it's not being maintained, to the highest level where it makes you feel like you're proud of this place.
Right.
You know, I want to inspire pride in Greenville, feel pride in Greenville, and have that show up in our downtown area.
Derek Price with Hunt County Public Art. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.